patient's name. First name is Mimi, Hennessy Mary I, Hennessy Nancy IE. Last name Royal, Royal. ID number is 32222. Date of birth is November 27th, 1933. This is an office visit slash a follow up note, and also a letter to Krishna. Sorry, Krishna Swami, K R A S S N Sam H N S N N C A S S N Sam W A M S N Mary I, last name Swami Nathan, S S N Sam W A M S N Mary I, N S N N C A T S N Tom H A N S N N C M D, carbon copies to Suvadra, S S N Sam U V S N Bob A D S N Dr R A, last name Sivakumaran. It's a Sam I, VS in Victoria, AKU, MSC Mary, ARA, NSC Nancy, MD. Also carbon copies to Vishnu, VS in Victoria, I, SS in Sam, H, NSC Nancy, U, last name Ready, RE, DS in Doctor, DS in Doctor, Y, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Swami Nathan, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Ms. Royale, period. Next is true, press illness. Ms. Royale returns in follow up regarding TS in Tom 2, NSC Nancy 0 slash. Click of stage 4, number 1, lowercase b, moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma of the stomach slash lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R, curvature, C-U-R-V-S, interior, A-D-S, in tongue, U-R-E, semicolon, status calls, partial gastrectomy, with no evidence of lymph node metastatic disease, but only ulceration and Thiacintom 2 disease, period. The patient was also found to have mild normochromic slash normocytic anemia, period. Next paragraph. Ms. Royale continues to recover very well from surgery, period. The patient has gained 2 pounds since my evaluation on January 16, 2013, period. However, coma, she reports early satiety, S-A-T-I-E-T-Y, an occasional bloating sensation after eating a meal, period. Otherwise, coma, there are no other complaints, period. Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems reviews non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. Next paragraph, physical examination, in general. She appears well, period. She looks younger than her stated chronological age, period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 68, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight 116. Next, H-E-E-N-T, pink conjunctiva and any perisclera, period. Next, lymph nodes, N-O-N-E, non-palpable, in the cervical, coma, stroclavicular, coma, axillary, or inguinal areas, period. Next, chest, no dullness to percussion, period. Next, lungs, clear to auscultation, period. Next, heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. No extra sounds on her, period. Next, abdomen, upper midline cervical scar is noted, and the scar slash wound looks completely healed, period. Bowel sounds are no more active, period. It is soft and depressible, period. There is minimal tenderness around the surgical scar, period. No masses are palpable, period. Next, extremities. There's no edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Investigations, number one. CBC slash differential is completely normal, period. A comprehensive metabolic panel is only significant for a serum creatinine of 1.28 and an estimated GFR of 46 ml slash MIM, period. Next number. Iron profile shows no iron deficiency, period. B12 levels and folate levels are also normal, period. Next number. CEA is normal with a value 1.6, period. Next number. PET slash CT fusion scan on January 17, 2013 shows evidence of gastrojejunostomy, period, at the anastomotic site. There is a mass-like area slash soft tissue fullness, which is mildly metabolically active, upper parentheses, SUVS in Victoria of 4.5, period. There is no evidence of suggestion regarding metastatic disease elsewhere. Next number, HER-2 slash NEU receptor status is still pending, period. Next paragraph, impression number one, TIA symptom two, NSNNC0/clinical stage 4, number 1, lowercase b, moderately differentiated adenocarcinoma. Status post partial gastrectomy with no evidence of lymph node metastatic disease, period. The only adverse prognostic factors noted are ulceration and, in a lesser degree, depth of invasion, period. ECOG performance status is zero, period. Next time, the paragraph I recommend, period. Let's continue with that, number one. ECOG performance status is zero, period. PET/CT scan findings are likely related to be post-operative in nature. Paragraph 5, recommendations number 1, await HER2/NEU receptor status, as this information could be of relevance in the event of recurrent/metastatic disease. Next number. Ms. Royale and her daughter have thought about options regarding adjuvant chemotherapy followed by combined modality chemo radiation, period. I have expressed my thoughts about this approach to be quite toxic for this elderly patient with otherwise no significant comorbidities, period. The patient also understands that there could be a small benefit in terms of recurrence or overall survival. However, come on, the patient is 79 years old, period. The alternative of close observation is also as reasonable as therapy option, period. After a thorough conversation and after many questions answered to the patient and daughter, the patient wishes only for close observation, period. I respected her decision. For the next number, await HER2/NEU receptor status. For the next number, I will reassess Ms. Royal with the above results, anticipating a 3-month follow-up period. At that time, comma, a follow-up PET/CT fusion scan will also follow. Period. As far as respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Lecture, and CMB.